Boys, I think we figured it out. Look at this for a system. This is amazing. I can talk to you, show you what I can see. This is the future. You've literally got my view of the world whilst we have a chat. Welcome to Rome. So, let's talk about tongue twister, the proportionate parallels of progress. I don't want to say that again. Just get that in your head. I'll say it one more time. The proportionate parallels of progress. Okay, so what is it? This is a problem. Everybody thinks that you get to a certain level in life and everything's going to change. So I'll give you an example. People think, this isn't to get confused with the straight seven system. Straight seven system is you. That's who you are. That's what you've built. You know, like not everything's going to move up evenly on the straight seven system. That is like, if you're in a seven shape, it doesn't mean your hygiene is going to automatically be a seven. Okay, so don't get it confused and whatever. And I need to talk about the straight eight system soon. It's a great one. I did it on the school community around about a year ago. Guys loved it. Really relevant to life. But the one thing that I want to talk about is, got to say it again, the proportionate parallels of progress. And what I mean by this is that people believe that, for example, let's say they've got no money and they go, I've got no money, my life is rubbish. If I had money, everything would be better. All of my problems would go away. No, right, so here's what happens. When people say more money, more problems, or, you know, if you get more money, this is gonna happen. This is like, you're gonna find new things and whatever. This is the real problem, right? Because as your money goes up, everything else gets a little bit more complicated. So, does anybody else think loud bikes should be banned from city centers? I do. But as your money goes up, you now have new things to deal with. You now have more expensive taxes. You now have more expensive assets. You have cars that cost more. You have more houses. You have all these things that you have to maintain. You know, you might get a guy who says, for example, oh, I'm so single. I'm so lonely, I'm so single, I can't get anybody. And it would be so good if I just had a woman in my life. Yeah, but here's the problem. Once you get a woman in your life, now you've got to maintain it. Now you've got to worry about other guys trying to take her. Now you've got to worry about getting married, getting a mortgage, having some kids. You've got to worry about all of this. You've got to worry about connecting it all together. You've also got more expenses then. So, you know, you might think to yourself, oh, I don't have a girlfriend, but you just remember, like, you don't have to spend a lot either. Like, this is what people forget. It's like, okay, you don't have a girlfriend, you don't make a lot of money, your life kind of sucks. Yeah, but look at the positives here. You have low bills, you have low stress, you have low responsibility. If your money goes up and you have a model on your arm, you're not stressed out of your mind. You got so much shit to deal with, I cannot tell you what that includes. Like, you have a terrible car and you go, oh, this car is shit. Okay, fair enough. But the thing is, repairing that car costs basically nothing. You go and get yourself a Bugatti and you're looking at like 40 grand just to replace the tires and maybe like 10 grand each to replace a wing mirror. Like, it goes up, and then you're a security threat. So let's say you get a straight 10 girlfriend and you get a supercar. You're driving her around and you put a 40 grand engagement ring on her finger. Okay, now you've got serious problems because you're going to have to worry about security. She is a risk. She needs somebody with her all the time. But it can't be a too handsome security guard who's jacked. Otherwise, that's a new problem. Do you see what I mean? This is what people don't understand about life, is that no, it doesn't go like this. Everyone thinks like, oh, my money will go up and everything will stay the same. No, this is why I call it the proportionate parallels of progress. Said I wouldn't say it, ended up saying it about 100 times. It's actually ringing off the tongue now, like the straight seven system. But everything actually moves up together. This is what people forget. It goes up in tandem. It isn't one or the other. It isn't this goes up and everything else stays and whatnot. You've got to be prepared for one to go up and everything else to follow it up. And it's so funny to see guys say like, if I could just make like 2 grand extra per month, I'd be so happy. Well, that extra 2 grand per month is gonna include a shit ton of responsibility, a lot more work, It's going to require you to go through a ton of learning, growth, and stress, which could lead to a broken relationship. Like, everything becomes harder and harder and harder because it all moves up together. It all moves up in tandem. And everybody forgets this. So you're all looking for, like, oh, in 6 months' time, I'll be in this position, it'll all be great. No, you'll have new problems. That's why they say more money, more problems. Because it's not, well, do you know what? That should be changed. It shouldn't be more money, more problems. It should be more money, new problems. That's all it is. Like, the girlfriend one is so good, man. Like, oh, I'm so single. Yeah, but you don't have any bills. Do you know what I mean? You don't have anybody to take care of. You don't have any, like, having a girlfriend is a full-time job. It really is, and guys don't realize that. Like, it really is a full-time job, and they don't understand how it works. And then they have a girlfriend, and they go, I've got so much less time. I'm actually more stressed. My bills have actually gone up. And it's like, yeah, it comes with the territory. Oh, but, you know, I don't want a woman that's demanding and whatever. Okay, then pick an ugly one. Yeah, but why can't I find a beautiful one that's not demanding? It doesn't really exist because they know that they can. And if there's one simp, then we're all fucked. Because that's how it works. If there's one guy who's willing to spend a lot of money, then everybody kind of has to spend a lot of money. Doesn't mean you should completely simp and just buy whatever she wants. I don't do that. But I'm just saying, like, a few holidays, a few trips, a few little meals and whatnot. You can't have a girlfriend and then sit inside every weekend. So, like, you ask for one thing, you're going to get other shit. You ask for something in your life, you sit there, you pray for it. God gives it to you. And then you complain about the extra shit that comes with it. You remember that thing from Transformers where he's like, you asked for this. He's like, you're in it. That's it. A lot of you need to realize this, that you're in it. You asked for this. This is the life you wanted. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you want a more beautiful woman, but you don't want the bills that come with it? Or some other, if there's one simp, we're all fucked. Because as soon as he does it and sets a standard, everyone kind of has to do it. And, like, you really think any beautiful woman out there who's got a million and one options, who can have any man she wants, you really think she's going to go, do you know what? I want to be with the guy who just stays in and orders takeaway. And you're like, oh, she's a gold digger. She's just going to leave, right? So you just have to expect a lot of shit. Like, you can't buy an expensive house and not have the maintenance. Like, I've got the house in Granada. The guys always come to the house and they say to me, not sure I want to buy a house now. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's like gardeners, cleaners, pool cleaners, furniture's broken, we have to change this, I have to pay for this, I have to pay for this, I have to pay for that. They're like, fuck, it's like 12 grand a year just to maintain the house. And I'm like, yeah, and it's a big one, it's a big house, but there's bigger ones. You know, like, people say, I want a yacht. Yeah, it's fine. But do you want all the hassle that comes with having a yacht? There's so much shit. Do you want, okay, now you have to do pirate training. Do you know what I mean? You've got a yacht, now you have to do pirate training. Like, there is no world where you can have good shit with no bad. There's always, like, a fucking side quest. Should we mix it up a bit? What am I doing? Should we go to the other side? I don't know if there's a lot there. I'll tell you what, I'll go more into the city. We'll have a little stroll in. But there's always a side quest that comes with everything that you do. Every time there's a plus, there's a corresponding minus. And sometimes there's many of them, depending on how big the plus is. Like, oh, I want to be the richest man in the world. Okay. Look how much shit Elon Musk gets online every single day. Look how much hassle he has to deal with. Look how many divorces he's been through. It's not easy. Like, when Joe Rogan asked him about, you know, would people want to be you, be live your life, he was like, it's not nice. It's not a nice life. Is there pluses? Yeah. We were recently in Cannes and he stayed in that house that we were in, and it's a beautiful house. So I know how he's living. I know he's got everything he ever wanted. And he's doing cool shit and he doesn't answer to anybody. He's got, like, presidential level power, which is amazing. But fuck, do you want that level of stress that comes with it? Because it's a parallel bar of progress. As one thing moves up, many other things come up with it. The richer you get, the more stressful it becomes. The richer you get, the more responsibility you will have that comes with it. The richer that you get, the more signals there are that you are rich. For example, I forgot about this. Boys, this changes the game. Oh my God, it's a game changer. So you got the oars on, you got the watch on, right? Who gives a shit? I tell you who gives a shit, criminals. So, if I'm going to get rich and I'm going to buy expensive shit, I then need to be tough. I need to be a big guy with some level of combat training to look after myself. And the more expensive the watch, the more problems I am going to have. I can't believe this. This is fucking amazing. I can just shoot down, show you both views. This is the future, I'm telling you now. But, you know, I'm going to see stuff in real time and be able to comment on it. Marathon mindset would have been great. Back in the day, this would have been perfect for it. This is a proper, like, personality person's kind of setup. This is a game changer. I'm absolutely loving this, boys. But yeah, it comes with extra shit. Every single thing that you do. You want to buy those flashy things, you want to add these things in, and it's just gonna lead to more attention. Like I said, oh, I'm a baller. I just bought my girlfriend a 50 grand engagement ring. Look at me. And I posted about it on socials, and everyone's going, fuck, Chris, you're the man. Yeah, my life's just gone up. She is now a massive security risk. She is now gone to Paris. Some guys that follow her on socials because we were bragging about it have now just, she's tagged her location because, with all due respect, women don't have security minds. Where they're just like, oh my God, this place is so nice. I'm thinking, those guys outside are a little bit dodgy. This area is dodgy. There's no way to get out. Like, we've just posted online. Like, I say to the guys when we go on trips for O&M, don't post until we leave. I'm like, because you never know, man. You never know. Like, shit could happen. It's happened to other YouTubers in the past. It's happened to content creators in the past. I don't want to get caught up in that shit. Do you know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense to do. So, you know, you're a baller, you post it online, everyone's like, oh, I'm so jealous of her. Why? She is now a security risk. Like, you become a billionaire, you have security, now you need security for your security because they could be planning and plotting against you. Like, it's a fucking endless thing and everyone thinks it's going to stop. It doesn't stop. It just keeps going up and up and up. It's ridiculous. Like, you will not rest. That is your job as a man. You will never rest. Like, you buy a new house, great. Now you've got to figure out fucking security for that house. Now you've got to do a check online to see if there's any sex offenders or pedophiles in the area. Like, I know this sounds paranoid, but it's part and parcel. Now you've got to maintain that house. You've got to make sure nothing breaks. And when it does break, you've got to make sure you can afford the extra costs. It's fucking ridiculous. It never ends. And everyone thinks that, like, once I do this one thing, it's going to be the silver bullet to my life and everything's going to come together. It's not. It's actually going to be worse. It's going to be worse and better at the same time. And this is what people forget. Some well-dressed police officers, man. You see that guy's boots? Looked like he was about to win the Grand National. I should have zoomed in on his boots. New form of content, new skill, forgetting this. But yeah, boys, like, don't think that by fixing one thing, it's going to fix everything. Life is like, it's not a box of chocolates. Life is like an a Rubik's Cube that is fighting back. I think that was in one of the James Bond films. I think it might have been Skyfall. It holds true to life, in my opinion. And a Rubik's Cube that is fighting back. So as you're trying to solve it, and you get like the red side done, and then you get the blue side done, and the whites are starting to click into place. Should we cross here? Should we go into the city? Oh, there's some, oh shit, some cool stuff over there. Let's go and have a look. But as things are clicking, things are falling into place. Oh no, we're gonna get run over. No, we're good. As things are clicking, as they're falling into place, something else is moving on the other side. You're moving it like by putting the white into place, the red has moved. So what used to be perfect has now moved a little. And you have to go back, rearrange it, do it again and again and again. And it's a constant battle like this. Until one day, you might retire. And when you do, you kind of have the perfect life at that point. Maybe you've got like 10 mil in the bank, you've retired, you've decided, do you know what? Fuck this, I'm an old cunt now. I'm going to pack it in. I've got everything I ever wanted. But do you know what you have then? Lack of purpose and you're old. New problems. Oh, I've got backache, I've got whatever. It just doesn't fucking stop. And you always have to solve something. And people are thinking, do you know what? Everything's going to be perfect after I make this promotion. Everything's going to be... I think when you do that, because here's the moral of the story. Should we just go down here for 5 minutes? Is that killing the action? Now, let's go. Let's explore. Or not. That looks like a complete shithole. Let's stay up top. So, you know, how it helps you, right? Everybody thinks to themselves, I'm going to do this one thing, everything's going to go right. Okay, fair enough. How does that hurt you? Is energy a motivation? You guys will know when you're working on something and you think it's the end destination, the end goal, I do this one thing and everything will get fixed. If it doesn't, it strips all of your energy away. It strips all of that buzz away. You cannot be bothered to go again. Do you know what I mean? You're just like, oh, I thought that was going to be it. Like, I remember, I thought that kid just stole my wallet. He just tapped my pocket. What a thief. But I've done it before. When we were building the house in Granada, I remember thinking, okay, today's the last day. And I was full of energy. I had so much energy. And I was like, today is going to end. This is it. And then we realized we probably had a week left or 3-4 days left. I've never felt so tired in my life. The idea that we were stopping was keeping me going. When it didn't, I felt fucked. And that's what you guys have to be careful of. You have to be so careful, because if you keep going, this will be it. When I get a girlfriend, this will be it. When I buy that Ferrari, that'll be it. When I get that house, that's going to be it. And then when you get to those points, you go, ah, it's not as great as I thought it was going to be. Your energy just vanishes. So what you need to do is realize it never ends. It's just the game of life. You can't complete it. And you need to find pleasure in simplicity. Boys, this was a good one. Hopefully we can do more in the future. Gonna try and do a few of these and we'll see where we go.